come and get your lemonade, lemonade, lemonade. For sale, I made a big sign for sale lemonade.
KFIM 640, more stimulating talk radio. It is the Fork Report, everything food, every single Saturday from 2 to 4 right here on KFI. I am your well-fed host, Neil Saavedra. Hola, hola, hola. Right now, I want you to meet someone who I've had the pleasure of meeting a good handful of times, and every time that I have an opportunity to chat with her, I enjoy it, and I thought, you know what? This year, I want to do something different on the show. I want to start bringing in some folks in the culinary and the food industry that you may not come across in the traditional method of, hey, here's the chef, here's the owner of the restaurant, that type of thing. So Joanne Cianciulli, she's the author of the Lemonade Cookbook, along with Chef Alan Jackson, who, of course, is on the show some months back. And welcome to the program.
Hi, it's great to be here.
Okay, so it's hilarious to describe who you are because your background, you do cook, but you come from food television and the early days of food television. You're an author, but you've also been in front of the camera on the food side of programs. You've worked on countless books, countless programs, starting with a show that I remember and loved, the very popular Food 911 with Tyler Florence, Tyler's Ultimate. You worked on Next Iron Chef, a bunch of shows that you're working on now. You've done stuff on Bravo's Top Chef's Masters. And every time I see you, you're a hummingbird on crack. You're always buzzing, and you're always doing like 9,000 things. And I wanted to get through some of these things because you don't – like I said, it's very easy just to get the chefs in here. But there's so many different jobs in the culinary world that aren't just working on the line or owning a restaurant. So go through how you even, as a film student going through the arts, found your way into the culinary world to begin with.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy. I fell into it in 99 with Tyler's working on Food 911. But I created this hybrid career. I grew up in a restaurant family.
Your dad had a place?
Yeah, in Queens yeah. Called Bonavia, which means the good way in Italian. And I did go to film school. I went to NYU film school and was able to, once I moved out here, I was in the movie business. I wasn't terribly happy.
I've heard that the name of your dad's place is kind of a mantra in your life, the good way.
The good way.
How the hell can you have the good way when you're in film?
Yeah.
You got, it's like, anyway, whatever works way.
Exactly. Exactly. So I was not happy, and I kind of created this hybrid career of producing and a love of food. Now, I didn't work in my father's restaurant because you were mentioning that. I mean, it's like I'm a good home cook, and I had a hobby that became a career. Because I had the producing skills, and from there, writing started happening. It's kind of all part of the same audience, if you will. People who are buying cookbooks are watching food television, and it was a natural progression, just as it is for chefs who open restaurants to then do TV and or get a book deal. It just was a natural progression for me to kind of take this passion and know-how and create this career that luckily has been very, very successful for me. And I think food television, you know, back then in 99, it was just Food Network. And now my latest show that's coming, premiering end of March, is on MTV. And so every network pretty much has a food show nowadays.
Sure. That actually brings me to a question because of the branch there. You say now it's going to be on MTV. Well, you and I growing up, MTV was music.
Yes.
It was music.
That's what it was. I love my MTV.
Yeah, exactly. So it was music, and we watched music. You would watch the videos over and over. And now it's branched off to some criticism, these people. Everybody likes the way they knew it. But younger folks now are watching it, and they expect reality TV on there. Mm-hmm. Same way, similarly. The Food Network, originally, it was about cooking shows, and now there are reality shows, some of which you've produced, that have branched off. Do you think that that's an interesting path or direction for the Food Network? Do you think it's a good path, or do you miss some of the cooking shows in the same way, in the same sense?
Yeah, that's a great question. I mean, those cooking shows we used to call Dump and Stir. where, so yeah, a dump and stir show, because literally you had all these little bowls of ingredients and you put it in a bigger bowl and mixed it up and stirred it and said, okay, and then you open the oven and it was done.
And you have to have a good face, right? The tasting face, like, oh, that's so delicious.
Or come up with your BAM. You know, whatever.
Exactly. Like Yummo with Rachel Ray, which I hear was originally, she would say, Yum, oh my God. And producers were like, you know, don't say that.
There's no God in television is usually what
is
they
that,
say. Yes.
And yeah, or film, apparently.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, So I kind of like that it has branched out. I mean, the competition thing, I've done, you know, MasterChef and Next Iron Chef and Top Chef and the competition thing, I feel like is kind of done, at least for me personally. I don't get a lot of joy in, you know, feeding chefs bugs kind of thing of what can you make
that might
this?
Wear off quickly.
Yeah. But what I do love is that it's branched out as part of the culture. There's travel involved. There's even fashion sometimes where food is kind of now the conduit for being cool, you know? I mean, it's
part of
the
it's part of its own culture. And it's and culture-wise, it's you cannot separate it at all from culture. It's where food comes from, our culture, no matter where we started or what have you. And that becomes a very powerful part of it. When we come back, I want to get into more of that, also into recipes. As you said to me in that recent conversation about, oh, man, a lot of those recipes online, they will take you down a bad path. So I want to get more about that as we talk with Joanne Cianciulli. She is the author of the Lemon Cookbook, Southern California's Comfort Food from L.A.'s Favorite Modern Cafeteria, along with Chef Alan Jackson. So go nowhere. It is the Fork Report. I'm Neil Saavedra on KFI AM 640. More stimulating talk radio. We're chatting with author and every other damn thing, food television producer, Joanne Cianciulli. Joanne, you start out going to film school, all of that, you know, going in that direction. You bounce off into the culinary world in the nascent, the beginning days of the Food Network and food TV as we know it now. But you're, as an author, a cookbook author to me is totally different than just writing a book. Because this is an instructional manual. And you told me recently at a gathering where I saw you about – we had this great conversation. You were telling me about the recipes online and how some of them will take you down the wrong path even if the ingredients are right. What is the process? Is it a quick process to put together a cookbook or a long process?
It's actually a lot longer than I think most people would think from start to finish. It takes
– How long did the Lemonade cookbook, your most recent one?
About 2.5 years. Between when Alan and I first met to writing a book proposal, you never would turn in a manuscript. You turn in a book. You write a book proposal.
And what does that look like? Is it just an idea, a single page outline, or
no,
is it?
No, it's pretty in depth. It's kind of like a business plan, if you would, for food. It's used as a sales tool. So it could be – it's typically about 50 pages.
Oh, my gosh.
And it includes the table.
Why don't you just put a cover on that point?
Exactly.
Jeez.
It's actually harder to write than the book many times.
Capturing the philosophy of what the book's going to be about or those types of things?
Everything. The pitch. Yeah. So it's the table of contents. It's sample recipes. It is the pitch. What's the niche? What's the idea? Who we are? Who's Alan? Who am I? Why are we qualified to write this book? Why should a publisher buy this book? What's your outreach? How many followers on Twitter do you have? I mean, it's so nowadays to sell a book, you really, really need an audience, not just your grandmother's.
Yeah,
not just your grandmother's recipes. So in the case with Alan, yeah, he has 13 lemonades. And
he probably just opened one during this conversation. I mean, they're popping up. I thought my family was big. They are everywhere.
I know.
And good on him. It's great food.
It's a good thing.
It's delicious and it's good for you. And I always feel good when I leave there. I don't feel like I'm, you know, just shoved my face full of all kinds of horrible things. So when writing a recipe, for instance, what are you looking for? What's the skeleton, the flesh, the muscles of a recipe that lets you know, okay, this is good, or how to explain it, or things like that.
Well, there's certain formatting issues you have to go through, like the ingredients should be in the order in which you use them in the method. There should be either a weight amount, a cup amount. I'm really big into that, and a lot of the time the recipe's on the internet if it's from, you know, some blogger that's like a home cook and got it from somebody. Steps could be missing, and often the recipe's not tested, and that to me I find a lot.
Yeah, I usually find the problem in the instructions. It's like the ingredients I'll look through if they make sense, or if there's something in there and it's like, well, what would that be in there for? What would that be doing to the meal, either taste-wise, texture-wise, what have you? And then once that passes, then I go into the instructions, and sometimes I go, holy hell, I don't understand what they want to do. First try this, and then do this, and then – so are you given the recipe from – the chefs, and then you decipher them and say, this won't translate in its current form?
Sometimes.
You're wincing.
Yeah, sometimes.
Is that an uncomfortable position to be in?
Well, no, because they trust me, and thank goodness. A lot of the times, like with lemonade, they are not for the home cook. They're not written for the home cook. The yield, which is the amount it makes, is in gallons because he's there for a restaurant. So the cooking times are different. They have different equipment. They could sous vide something. Things that just aren't going to translate.
So you translate that into the home cook. So
I rewrite it, all the measurements. And one of the things I'm actually known for is in the method. I really believe in not just barking, do this, put it in a bowl, stir it. But I really like to hold the hand of the reader and say, okay, don't freak out if the batter starts to separate, come back together again. Things like that that I feel are so important visually. Like, cooking is about the senses. Mm-hmm. So I like to tell you what it should look like or what it should smell like or feel like, especially if you're baking. So,
yeah, they like a viscosity or you're going to feel some resistance when you're sitting. That's a good thing. Or it will look like this texture when I love that kind of real eyes on it and less of a technical manual style, you know, four parts this, three parts that, whatever. I think that's a really powerful thing. And I think for a little home cook like myself who likes to experiment and play around and know what's going on, you're a saint.
Well, again, why recipe testing is so important, because I wouldn't know that unless I had a tester make it and fill out my sheet and say, hey, here's the problem here, or, you know, it might burn, you should maybe lower the oven. All of those things are really important to build confidence in the home cook, because if the recipe doesn't work, they're not going to make another one.
No, and it takes the exact same amount of time to ruin a dish as it does to make it good, unfortunately. So you're like, oh, forget it. All right, I know you've got House of Food coming on MTV and all these things that we didn't even get really deep into, but that just means you got to come back again and we'll talk about food styling and all those other things.
I would love to.
Yes, Joanne Cianciulli, the human octopus of the culinary world with her hands in a little bit of everything. Great to see you. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Very, very cool. Joanne Cianciulli, the author of The Lemonade Cookbook, came out in October. You can find it on Amazon and at local bookstores. I encourage you always try local bookstores. Southern California comfort food from LA's favorite modern cafeteria.